it's got to be special having a full orchestra in front of the kids.
Oh, it's very exciting. And for the singers who have performed with the symphony before, you know, they're used to it. We've got a whole crop of new singers in these choirs who hadn't had this experience before. So tonight was a bit of shock therapy. And everything sounds different when it's played on a piano from when we put the same music with the orchestra. So, you know, for a youngster's ears who are not used to that, it's something they have to kind of adjust to. But they'll be fine. They'll be fine.
And there's a new energy. I mean, you're in a different space in
That's
Trinity
right.
and a new conductor.
That's right. And we will then be in another space at the Majestic when we do the Friday and Saturday performances.
There are songs that we learn as kids for Christmas, and there are musical pieces we sort of put into our repertoire. You know, I learned Bach as a kid.
Yes.
You know, you learned,
yes.
you know, Brahms.
Or, yeah.
And I think things like the Rudder that we're going to hear in the concert probably will stick with them for a pretty long time.
I think so. The youngsters who had not performed this but who had heard it were thrilled when we pulled it out and said, you know, this is what we're going to do for the Pops this year. There is a real affinity for John Rutter's compositions among young singers because it's not easy. His music is never easy. It's rhythmically intricate, and he gives all kinds of opportunity to really use their voices in many ways. But it's lighthearted and so spirited and so fun, and that's what they love. They
yeah.
love it, telling the story.
Yeah. Well, happy holidays, and we'll see you on stage.
Thank you, John. The same to you.